Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
No, baby, you just gotta have my love.
at a 905 New York City. A hip-hop informer coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. What up, everybody? Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Up close and personal with Chris Jones, celebrity accountant and business manager to the stars. A stopping pass to talk about his exciting career and the work that he's doing with clients, including Grammy-nominated J. Cole and that funny dude, actor-comedian J.B. Smooth from Curb Your Enthusiasm, the real husband of Hollywood, and that CBS hit, we know it's The Millers. Hey, Mr. Jones is going to stop past and talk about that and much more, like financial literacy in the black community, and we're going to bug out. Hey, right now, listen, we put it out there. Stop using payday loans, AmScot, and those check cashing places that's ripping you off with that 20, 30, 40% that they're stealing for you. Mr. Jones is going to help you out. Hey, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. Yeah. Welcome to the show. What up, mama?
Get it. Good afternoon in the morning time. What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight?
That stuff.
I'm cool.
What was that stuff? Good afternoon. What is that?
My brain stuttered.
Got it.
You know what I say, what I
Got
think.
It.
So it all comes out the same.
We're used to your brain farts. Hey, all the way
Thank
live
you.
From Itty Bitty Plant City, she's hot. Chocolate. Welcome to the show, Hot Chocolate.
What up, everybody? Yes, and that was a glitch in her matrix, Madam Boston. Yes.
Brain fart. Mm-hmm. The DMV brings the brother all the way live up the coast. Give it up, Save James. Welcome to the show.
What up? I think she's over there double-clicking that house. That's all I'm saying. I don't know.
I think she's doing what?
Oh, you guys ain't get it. Never mind.
Never mind.
You look
yes,
the never over
mind.
Your head.
Let me take my medication.
Newark, Delaware brings us Toya. Hey, welcome to the show, mama.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Toya,
hey,
cool.
What up? Hey, we got a special guest tonight, and the lines are already lit up. We would normally bring him on the other side, but we're going to bring him on right now. Hey, thanks for stopping past. I see a NYC area code. Don't know if he's coming out of New York tonight, but ladies and gentlemen, welcome my special guest, celebrity accountant and business manager, Chris Jones. Thanks for stopping past, brother.
Oh, man, you're very much welcome. Glad to be here.
Mr. Jones, shout out our Norfolk State alum tonight.
That's
and
right.
A lot of those callers that are waiting on the line are probably, most likely, and hopefully, listeners garnered on our Norfolk State University 2K1000 and beyond site that we have our members on.
Green and gold, baby. Green and
that's
gold,
right.
baby.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Shout out Norfolk State.
Hey, we going to pause for the calls. Come right back. Here's a throwback. Audio 2, top billing, you're in tune to the Social Lab. See him on the radio live. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Check it out. MCMI, people call me Milk. When I'm busting up a party, I feel no guilt. Gizmo's cutting up for the suckers that's down with me. The one of us, that's how I feel. To be down. Appeal to the two. We're rated R. We're gifted and we're going far down the road.
p.m. as I do the walk back into the studio.
Brooklyn.
Your girl,
hey.
Hot Chocolate here. TM Highland
hey.
Radio Live. Okay,
go
I'm going to stop
Brooklyn.
Now. 9:12 p.m. here on Money Monday. We are up close and personal tonight with Chris Jones. I got the team with me, TM Hyman, Madam CeeLo Boston, Sabe James, and Toya Cooper, again, myself, Hot Chocolate. And before we get into the callers that we have waiting on the line, we're going to give our guest the opportunity to introduce himself, tell us a little bit about himself, where he's from, a little bit about his educational background, if he could throw that in there, and what exactly it is you do and who you do it for.
Well, first of all, like I said, I'm fortunate to be here, and thanks for having me on, Regina. I really appreciate this opportunity to...
Wait. I'm Hot Chocolate here, too. I'm Hot Chocolate here, so...
I'm sorry. All
right,
well, we got cocoa and hot chocolate. All right, so we have... I got you.
Okay.
Well, good evening, everybody. I sound like Vicky,
good
right?
Evening.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Christopher.
Right. I don't know, where should I start? You know, I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn.
Most important.
Born
represent.
And raised in East New York.
There you go. East New York.
Sort of like a product of the environment. I always was bright in school, but class clown, always getting in trouble, sort of a bully. But I was just adapting to my environment. Always knew I wanted to go to school, go to college, raised in a single parent home, just me and my mom, but had a lot of close cousins and a big family of aunts and uncles and all that. So I kind of had brothers already. Graduated from high school. At that point, I always knew two things. One, I was going to be an accountant, or two, I was going to be an attorney. I was just such a knucklehead in high school, man. Let me tell you something. Getting suspended like 3 times, just fighting. My mom and my teachers couldn't understand it. Like, you know, you're so bright. Like, why are you just, you know, kind of throwing it away? But I guess I kind of saw that as a way of just kind of getting through school. And, you know, when you're raised in the jungle, you've got to kind of try to adapt to the jungle, being from Brooklyn and being from East New York.
Right,
I'm
right.
East New York. Graduated, went to Norfolk State, which was kind of like a good transitional environment for me, because Norfolk State wasn't a jungle, but it was kind of like a zoo, you know what I mean? So it was a little urban where you kind of fit in. It wasn't too stuffy. Once I got through my first year of, you know, being in Norfolk State, kind of wilding out a little bit, you know, I kind of switched gears and got a lot more serious about school. I had my son in college, so that kind of got me focused a lot more too. I had a job, you know, I was a full-time student, a full-time laborer, and a full-time father while at Norfolk State.
Right.
Graduated with a degree in accounting in 1994, which was odd is that I didn't really have, you know, a high GPA. My GPA when I graduated was a 2.33, which is not high by any standard. I remember, like, being in Brown Hall, which was the business building at Norfolk State, and some of my fellow accounting majors, like, when they had the career day, you know, they used to walk around in suits, like, what y'all doing? What's y'all in suits? Like, Chris, you ain't got no interviews? Like, nah, ain't nobody telling me about nothing. And they looked at me and was like, oh. And I was like, oh, okay, that's, you know, that's cool. So once I graduated from college, you know, I had this, you know, which everyone probably does have this big esteem about you. You know, I'm an accountant. I got an accounting degree, went back to New York City. You know, I'm going to take the world by storm. You know, the job opportunity really wasn't coming that fast, so I started temping. And this is a crazy story. That one time I was temping in Jersey City at, I think it was Bear Stearns. And I had this black secretary who would send out my resumes for me on Monday, because I get the Sunday New York Times and had all the jobs. And ironically, one job called me back one time. It was KPMG. And KPMG back then, and still is today, one of the biggest accounting firms in the world. And they was opening up this new tax compliance center where they needed people to prepare taxes. Now, I had experience for paying taxes at Norfolk State because I worked for one of the professors with Ms. Valerie Brown. I also worked with Dr. Vinay with the VITA program for paying taxes on a military basis. So I got hired. It was really a temporary position for one tax season in 95. And I guess, and these were people with all sorts of 15, 20 years experience. And after that tax season, I got hired permanently in a tax practice. So that's how I kind of started off my career. I was at KPMG for 4 years in international taxation. Then I moved to Deloitte & Touche, which I became an international tax manager with the International Assignment Services Practice, which was a big deal in itself, not to me but to everybody else, but being a black manager at these big accounting firms is sort of rare.
Right.
And I'm looking around like, look, you know, I got a 2.3 GPA. Like, you know, my staff people, like people from Brown and Cornell, these white people and all this other stuff. You know, so it was sort of prestigious in itself, but I always knew I didn't want to be a partner in that environment. So all I was trying to do was take all the knowledge and resources and bring that back, you know, to my own people and kind of educate our community. But during that same time period, when I first graduated, I kind of started my own practice. I started off with my aunt, my uncle, my cousin, a good friend. And how I forayed into entertainment, I guess I used to always hang out and be around people. And I started with this one and that one. You know, somebody referred me to this one, and I just find that was my natural market. And that's how I got into entertainment. So
nice.
Fast forward a little bit to bring the story a little bit full circle. Fast forward a little bit, probably about 2008, 2009. You know, I got approached or approached by one of my clients. Say, listen, I got this young artist just coming out. He's on fire. You know, I want you to be his business manager. And for years, I used to always, I can't be nobody's business manager. I'm not paying nobody bills. Man, I can barely pay my own bills on time. You know what I mean? So I don't know what it was. I said, you know what? You know, I believed in this kid. I said, listen, this kid got talent. And most of all, and you'll always hear me say this, the theme throughout this this interview, is that he's a good guy. He's a great person with a good heart. And I've been approached by a lot of different people to help them out in certain situations, but I don't like negativity around me. I don't like to be associated with in any kind of way. So I kind of transitioned my practices to become a business manager somewhere in 2009, and here I am today.
So how many clients do you manage?
How many clients do I manage?
Yes.
I probably got about 3 business management clients. As far as taxation, maybe 200.
Wow.
50,
damn.
Maybe somewhere around there. I lose count. You know, businesses, individuals. And bear in mind, it doesn't just include famous people or people in entertainment. I got single mothers. You know, I got dudes laid off from jobs. Like, it doesn't matter to me. Like, as long as you need my help, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. I don't care. There's no minimum. You don't need to make a certain amount. I don't care.
You got folks standing by who apparently who are looking for some help. Hey, jump on it, folks. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Up close and personal tonight with Chris Jones, celebrity accountant and business manager. Hey, it's 920. We'll be right back. You can ask your questions. Team, I'm already live. Hey.
Montana Trap.
Rick, how many thousand?
Oh, Bridge Gang,
what's up, baby?
Got like 20.
Ah.
did a lot.
Just live this here lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle. I'm feeding sharp. I won't do nothing with the bitches. Can't even get me hot. Something wrong just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle. I'm a ride for my hey, convoy. I'm a tie for my hey, convoy. I ain't gonna never listen to my hey. No way, no way. Couldn't see me if they had a genie. Woo. I'm living my life like Beanie. R.I.P. my brother Beanie. I stacked no rat to the ceiling. Now these can't beat me. I just might wake up one Chanel and these can't see me. Woo. I'm in a whole nother league.
I ain't got AIDS, but I swear to God I'm a bleed.
Till I D.I.E. 28 throws up, I feel like I can F.L.Y.E. Top, top of these. God told me they can never stop me, so they ain't gon' stop me.
I'm in that car with baby, mommy get sloppy toppy.
I'm bleeding red like a devil, I see these pretty plotty. They wanna know I got heels and I didn't finish tally.
Damn.
I done did a lot, just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
For my mama, them long nights, I swear to God, I do it for the coma. I'm willing to be beating on my chest in the jungle. Hey. Money, home, money, I got commas in the bed. Sunday through Monday, I've been grinding with no shit. I'm talking about taking something from me like no weed. Thuggle, that my brother, brother. You don't want no trouble, trouble. You can get these fists, knuckle. Buckle up like a seatbelt, or I shoot ya. Punching on the gas, too fast, and I lose ya. Give me a bed, and I do, huh? I wanna Medusa. I swear, don't cut it strong, I'm blowing super. Hey, grinding for a new day. I'm skating like that new blue face. Hey, I'm on the top, just like two bass. Wait, I'm in her mouth, just like two bass.
Yeah. Did a lot, just live this here lifestyle.
Uptown.
Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
Uptown, so swagged out.
Popping that GTV,
yeah.
Living that lifestyle. Yeah, I do this for Miss Gladys, boy. 100.
And we do it for y'all. This is Tim Hyman Radio Live. It's 9:24 p.m. on the East Coast. So that means it's 6:24 on the West Coast. And everybody in the middle, figure it out. And look, tonight we are up close and personal with Mr. Chris
close.
Jones. Yes, loving the conversation so far. But before we get any further, we got some people that have been holding on, and thank y'all. We're going to go straight to the phones. And
no,
caller.
Let's go to area code 757, up the coast of Virginia. Last four digits, 3882. Thank you for patiently waiting. Tell us your name, where you're calling
yes.
from. Welcome to the show. 757 3882. You're live. 3882. You're live. Tell us your name. Where you calling from?
And take the phone off me.
IBA is sleeping tonight. Let's go to area code 267. Area code 267. Last four digits 0822. Thanks for being patient. Tell us your name. Where you calling from?
Hey, this is Big K from Brooklyn. Recently relocated to Virginia. What's up, Chris? What's up? My question tonight is for Chris. You know, I'm a single parent. I need your expertise. I'm trying to become a homeowner. You know, I need some type of accountant information on how to finagle my finances.
Help us, Chris.
I mean, the first thing I always tell homeowners is that you have to have a solid foundation. Just as a house that you're purchasing is sitting on a solid foundation, your financial situation has to sit on the foundation. So let me give you an example. If the down payment for your house was $15,000 and you had $2,000 saved, and you said, you know, Chris, when I get to $15,000, then I'm going to put the money down in the house, I'm going to move in, live happily ever after, have a barbecue, you know, on Labor Day, be on the Parkway, all that good stuff.
Be on the Parkway.
And I'd be like, well, no, you won't, because you have to have reserve savings outside of what you're putting towards your house. So the general rule is you need to have between 3 and 6 times what your monthly expenses in a savings account, in a liquid savings account. If your mortgage and cell phone and child care costs $5,000 a month, you probably should have between 15 and 20 always sitting in a savings account. The reason why that's important, because what become a happy situation can turn into a tragic situation. Let's say if you move into your house in June, in July your job said, you know what, we're eliminating your position. And adios. No, we're not giving you 2 weeks for every year. We're not giving any severance. There's no pension. You never put anything into your 401k. Now, you committed to this obligation in terms of having a mortgage that you can't pay for. So that's where your liquid savings would actually come in to get you through some sort of transitionary period. Now, the rule of thumb, my rule of thumb in having a solid foundation is always savings, debt, and protection. So savings, I just said, you need to have 3 and 6 times what your monthly expenses are. Debt, you always want to keep your revolving debt low, which is your credit cards. You want to keep that low. And protection comes in the form of 3 different things: life insurance, health insurance, or disability insurance. So if you become disabled and you don't have any disability insurance, you know, you're not going to be able to pay your bills and you're going to foreclose on your house. You're not going to have anywhere to live. Life insurance is critically important, because if you don't have any life insurance and you were to pass and you have two young kids, there's no way they're going to be able to sustain themselves, and let alone I've seen cases where people can't even get buried. So that's the thing I would say. Start off in working on that foundation. It's just like I said, it's just like the house. If there's a 2-inch crack in the foundation of your house, your engineer would clear that house and probably say the house is inhabitable. The same thing with the foundation of your financial situation. If that's not stable on a solid foundation, everything else that sits on that foundation is bound to crumble.
Hey, that's solid advice right there. Let's go to area code 26. Actually, that was 267. Area code 267. Thanks, Mom, from Brooklyn. Let's go to area code 347. Area code 347, last 4 digits, 0027. You're live with Chris Jones. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Hey, area code 347-0027. You're live. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. All right. Going over to area
code. Sound like watching the game.
706-1610. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. This is William Gaffney calling from Georgia. Augusta, Georgia.
Welcome to the show, brother.
Well.
How you doing? How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good, brother.
Good, man. Just want to say I learned a lot from you tonight, man. Definitely given a lot of positive knowledge, and just like me, my background is finance, and like you basically stated, you know, people don't know about the things that, the what if, you know, it's like that money under the mattress or money for incidentals. So everything that you were saying is definitely a lot of knowledge that people are definitely not aware about, you know, and just definitely keep doing what you're doing. I'm definitely proud of you, definitely a fellow Spartan myself, so just keep doing your thing, my brother. Just definitely want the world to know that definitely every time we hang out and every time I see you, I never knew exactly what you did, and that's one of the things is you being humble, you know, and that's a great thing, and that's one of the things that Norfolk State brought out of us, like you said, the jungle. You know, whether it's from Brooklyn, Queens, whatever, we all came together with a common cause. So I had to tune in tonight and definitely show you some love. Keep doing what you're doing.
Nah, brother.
No,
I definitely appreciate that, man. I mean, that's what keeps me going, man. Anybody that knows me and close to me know that I'm real driven, I'm real focused, and I'm really a big proponent of financial literacy. I speak all the time, often when asked. I'm part of this organization called World of Money. which I volunteer my time to every year. The organization's been in existence for about 10 years, where we take kids from the inner city and put them through an intense one-week camp, so to speak, and teach them everything from finances to investing to how to buy a house to credit to FICO scores to, you know, to everything. And I challenge everyone out there to go to the website. It's worldofmoney.org. It's a great program to put your kids through. If you have a niece, nephew, anywhere from the age, I believe, from age 9 to 16, they have a mogul camp for the older kids, and they have a junior mogul camp as well. They take kids to the White House. They took a trip to China. Every day during class, they learn Mandarin. It's just such a great program. And that, like I said, that's what keeps me driven. And what I did is I pulled, you know, each year the kids thank me and they hug me and they give me letters. And I will read one letter that a kid gave to me this year. It was dated July 7, 2014.
Wait a minute. Are you going to make us cry? Do I need to go get my tissue? Because I'm not prepared for that.
You probably might, because I tear up every time I read it. Just, just because, you know, that's how I'm built, and that's, you know, that's just my drive and my passion. So it says,
right.
Dear Mr. Jones, it was an amazing experience to be amongst a man of your knowledge. Not only was your knowledge incredible, but your skin color. That's what got me. Being one of the few successful minority men in America, I truly and sincerely appreciate you sharing your knowledge with me and my colleagues. I look forward to meeting you again. You are a great idol for minority men and women. Sincerely, Ben Fireson. Now that right there. That's awesome.
And the foundation that you speak of is a real one that's needed in our communities, because there is in no way, shape, or form anything in our schools currently that's being taught to kids about their finances and how to build them and how to protect them and how they can flourish or how they can falter, you know, just with
and
any little step that
than
they
that,
make.
Though, is the fact that the thing is that a lot of parents do not think that it's even necessary to teach children about, you know, finding. I hear more so when you turn 18, you're getting the hell up out of here, but I don't hear this is how you manage your bills.
How you're
going
to take care of yourself when you get the hell up out of here. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I was talking to a group of kids today about independent living. I'm going to leave my mama's house when I turn 18. I said, do you even understand what independent living requires? What do you mean?
They have no idea.
Do you understand that you're going to need a deposit for your electricity? Do you need know you're going to need a deposit for this, a deposit for that? Why do I need a deposit? Because you don't have any credit? I mean, no clue, What you just shared is real, and I want to make sure we get it and we get it right. That was worldofmoney.com, correct? Worldofmoney.com?
Worldofmoney.org.
Worldofmoney.org. Ladies and gentlemen, log on to the website right now so that you can increase your own knowledge and in turn pass it on.
Worldofmoney.org.
Mr. Jones, you spoke of financial literacy. Music today talks about balling out of control, balling, spending. Nobody's talking about saving. And a real-time example is, I mean, one of my favorite entertainers, Lil Wayne. We're hearing about Lil Wayne going through over $100 million, and now he's blaming, you know, he's blaming Birdman. And so whether he's broke or not, the reality is not just celebrities and entertainers ball out of control with no savings plan, but what the advice that you just gave the young lady out of Brooklyn in reference to buying a house, saving is a lost art form. We're going to these payday loan companies getting ripped off. What I want to do on the other side of this, I want you to give us three things that we really need to do. Because clearly your advice is sound. Three things that we can do in the African-American community to help turn around the financial literacy situation. When we come back, three things. Hey, it's 9:37, and we're being blessed tonight with the wisdom of Mr. Chris Jones, celebrity accountant and business manager. We'll be right back. This is 2 Chainz.
I'm allergic to the hater type. I take your wife, give her back. 9 months after that, similar to saying mama's baby, daddy maybe. When we had sex, I was in a Mercedes, and I ain't crazy. But if that's my baby, then we gonna have to name that little baby Mercedes. The money that I'm making, I don't see you like I'm blind. I'd rather spend money, baby, I don't spend time. My pocket's on full, and so is my gas tank. And all my cars got gas in the ashtray.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it.
Photo ready, my polo out there cleaners. I'm the perfect definition of something you never seen. Maserati Kawasaki, bought my girl a Beamer. The jewelry I got on is matching with the tequila. Patron margaritas, double for my divas. I bring all my guns to work, Gilbert Arena. Plus I'm killing features, and I'm killing shows. I should have certs in a coffin, cause I'm killing these. Fulfilling these goals, climbing up the ladder. Jewelry down, you know I rep Atlanta. I'm riding around stunting, speaking loud in public, talking loud in public. Yeah, my entourage is bucking. Oh,
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine. I spend it. It's mine. I spend it. I'm riding around. I'm getting it. It's mine. I spend it. It's mine. I spend it. It's mine. I spend it. I'm riding around. I'm getting it.
TM Hammer Radio Live. It's 9:40 p.m. on the East Coast. What up, everybody? We rocking with Mr. Chris Jones, celebrity accountant, business manager. Yes, yes, yes.
That's right.
Hey, no doubt. Chris, Brother Jones, this is Dave James, man. I've been kind of boxed out over here because of this Norfolk State pride going on right now. So,
Lord.
Let me try to get in where I fit in, blood. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Don't try to stifle our pride. Don't try to stifle our pride.
Don't even worry about it, man. It's one of the type of things where you had to be there. Don't worry about it, man.
Hey, dude, I ain't mad about that. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody can't be a Spartan.
We share something special because, you know, you born and raised in Brooklyn. I grew up uptown, spent some time out BK, out Crown Heights. But I was in East New York, out Fountain Avenue every so often. So I know about that East New York lifestyle or whatever.
That's right around the way. I try to catch you before you leave. Let me, if I can request something, if I will, Can I get some of my artists played during some of these commercials? Can I get
Oh, yeah,
we got that.
Absolutely.
We got that message. We got that message
yeah.
Over the break.
Okay. It ain't no payola or nothing. You know, I'm not trying to scoop your penis or nothing, but can I get a little manifest? Can I get some Biggie one more chance? Can I get a, J. Cole to be perfect? Can I get a little, you know what I mean?
We got you covered, brother.
We definitely love things up in here. Hey, man, give us those three tips for our community as it relates to financial literacy.
All right, here we go. So, and this is, and before I forget, this is my personal model that I made up, that I came up with, should I say. And it's financial literacy starts with the youth in our community and never ends. And it's just like,
right,
any other community or village in Africa, because all the focus is always on the youth, bringing up people that come behind you. And I'm a member of, well, I was an active member of the National Association of Black Accountants. And one of the best models I've ever heard, and that's their slogan, is called Lifting as We Climb. So it's no different from what I'm doing here and what I continue to do out in the community or anybody that I meet. And I was joking around and, telling Virginia, I posted on Facebook, like, I can't die with all this knowledge. I live to just give it all I got and give it up. I'm fortunate to have it, fortunate to be in a position where I was able to obtain it, but I can't die with it. I gotta give it up. So, that's my focus. But the three things that I would recommend that you do, and probably first and foremost, is always educate yourself. Learn about different things. Pick up, the New York Times. Read something that's a little bit above your grade level on finances, on education, just on anything. Just become more worldly.
Right.
Surround yourself with good people. And anybody knows, that I surround myself with positive people. Now, on the other side, I still got goons in Brooklyn that would, But that, overall, you just got to surround yourself with good people, because that's where positive opportunities would actually come from. So that's the first thing I would say. Educate yourself and surround yourself with good, positive people. That's going to uplift you, not hold you back, or not keep you at status quo. It's the same thing, like when I work out, when I lift weights, you only want to live or train with somebody that's a little bit stronger than you, that's going to push you. That's going to take your potential to the maximum. And it's no different from building yourself financially or just making yourself a better person. The second thing, which is critically important, is this thing called credit. Now, we do not live in a cash society no more. We do not live in a cash society. So meaning that the world doesn't move in cash. So if you get $40,000, whether it's legally or illegally, how are you going to spend it? What are you going to buy? You going to go to the check cashing spot and pay your cable bill? They don't want to take it.
Right.
I mean, how do you spend it outside of you buying jewelry or a car? But even in those instances, you don't want to use cash. What if something goes wrong with the jewelry and you want to get your money back? Now you have to haggle with the jeweler to get your cash back, where if you had good credit and you use your credit, you have the credit card company to fight on your behalf. You see what I'm saying? That's just one instance. But the second instance is that you can't even get a job nowadays having bad credit.
That's crazy.
On certain levels.
It's real.
You can't even get a job.
Yeah,
crazy.
Right.
It's you can walk around with $2 in your pocket and have two credit cards, go buy a new car, go to Bloomingdale's, go shopping and get dipped, buy a bunch of clothes, go celebrate, have a drink, at a club and have some brunch with $2 in your pocket.
Right.
The world moves in credit. Now, remember, credit is just a promise to pay. It eliminates you walking around with a knot of cash. Now, credit cannot be abused. That's where the big difference is, or the big pitfall where people fall into. The way you should look at credit or using a credit card is if I spend this $2,000 Christmas or buying this bag for my, I got millions of female clients that buy bags and shoes and all this other kind of stuff, but you need to have a way in your head before you purchase on your credit card how you're going to pay it off. Meaning,
right.
I'm going to do overtime this week, I get a bonus next month, something like that. In order to pay it off, because what will happen is you keep spending, you'll look up and be like, wow, I'm $25,000 in credit card debt and have no way to pay it off.
Uh-huh.
Then your credit becomes bad, you're late on the payment, the interest, obviously, the interest keep compounding, yada, 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 yada.
Right.
So credit
Chris, what does one do who has destroyed their credit in an age where cash doesn't work? How do you rebound when your credit's not up to par?
Okay. Credit, which is ironic, credit is not an exact science. Five different people will tell you 15 different things about how to improve your credit. So what I would do, the first thing to do is always to pull your credit report. Now, there's a lot of things that appear on people's credit report that's not supposed to be there based on law. Because they only keep it there for a certain amount of time. So, but everybody is not educated about the law. So the laws. So, but the credit world is kind of like a black hole. Like I said, it's like a mystery and nobody knows. But what I do is I send my clients to a credit repair expert. And all they do is write letters. It's not supposed to be here. They go through that whole campaign on your behalf. It may be, you know, maybe a little bit pricey for some, but it's effective and it gets the job done if you go to the right people. And I've done an exercise probably like 15 years ago where I had to write all these people. It was time consuming. Like, my time is worth more than that. So that's what I recommend you do. First of all, is to pull your credit. And it goes back to what I was saying about educating yourself. I'm sure there's plenty of courses or classes or seminars that you can attend that speaks to credit and how you can improve it, and why credit is so important. The only thing that's worse than bad credit, obviously, is no credit. Because no one, you know, a person with no credit has no credit worthiness. They have no history of borrowing money from somebody and actually paying it back. So one of the first things I did when my son went to college like 5 years ago, as soon as he graduated high school, okay, we're going to go down right here to Citibank. Let me get you a credit card. A little $800 credit card. You know, so he can establish credit, which is the same thing I did when I got at Norfolk State, and my credit card still to this day say member since 1990. So that's the one thing to do for your kids is make sure they get credit. It's a low line, maybe $500. Whatever allowance you give them, the education is like, you know what, spend it on your credit card and take the allowance that I give you to actually pay that off. So that's establishing credit. Now, when he got out of school last year, his credit score was like 740, 750. So that goes all about the first – it goes to the first point that I was making about educating yourself and tying in the second point that I make about credit. Now, the third and final thing, I would say – and it goes back, and it's probably sounding redundant, is that foundation. Nothing works without that foundation. Credit, debt, and protection. Those three. If you're solid on that, you're solid on everything else. Then everything sits on top of the foundation. You got your 529 plan, your college education plan for your kids. You got your retirement, your 401k. You got your investment account. You got your real estate that you purchased that you want to flip houses or become a landlord and move tenants in and out. You know, you got a susu that sits on top of it. Whatever you do, everything sits on that foundation. Saving, debt, and protection.
No doubt.
And those are three things that I would say that you should focus on.
Hey, we appreciate those jewels, man. We're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. We got more questions. TM Hom Radio Live. Here's Day Cole Train.
Painting
day, everybody.
See you,
I'm already alive. We'll be back.
For real. Look at me, pathetic nigga. This chain that I bought, you mix greed, pain, and fame. It's a heinous result. Let these words be the colors I'm just painting my heart. I'm knee deep in the game, and it ain't what I thought. Got the Range Rover, my girl. Got the Mercedes. iced out crazy. I wanna shine like baby. Compared to that nigga, I ain't even got a pip yet. Truth be told, I ain't even bought a crib yet. This is everything they told a nigga not to do. Image is everything I see, it got a lot to do with the way people perceive and what they believe. Money short, so the jewelry is like a weave meant to deceive. And hear niggas say, I see you. Now bitches wanna fuck you, and niggas wanna be you, and police wanna stop you, frisk you, wonder what he do. If I hate a snatch a chain, I bet it still won't free you. Cause I be right back grinding till I cop another. I sit and think about all the shit I could've cop my mother. My partner say, that's just a game, my nigga. Swear I heard my jeweler say, here go your chain, my nigga. This is chaining day.
Chain of day.
My chain of day. My chain of day. My last piece I swear. My guilt heavy as this piece I wear. They even iced out Jesus' hair. My last piece I swear. They even iced out Jesus' hair. Ice on this white Jesus seem a little unholy. The real strange thing about this iced out rolling. Same shit a broke black nigga get gas at. Same shit a rich white motherfucker laugh at. Well, laugh on, white man, I ain't paid as you. But I bet your rims ain't the same age as you. And I ain't got no investment portfolio. But my black and white diamonds shining like an Oreo. I know back home a nigga sick today. He rock a chain and he always got some shit to say. Even back when I was broke, I knew this shit was fake. He probably sneezed too hard and this shit could break. But hey, you know the saying, fake it till you make it. Me, I did the opposite, made it, then I faked it. And acted like I gave a fuck. Money I was saving up to buy a crib that's gated to that 100 racks, I gave it up. For what?
I need you to love me.
Chain of day.
Love me.
Oh, my chain of day.
I need you to love
me. My chain of day. My last piece I swear. My guilt heavy as this piece I wear. They even iced out Jesus' head. My last piece I swear.
PM on the radio live, 789-926-7-8-9-3-9-6. Jay on the pool with our special guest tonight, Chris Jones. They got a caller, a 917 area code, 917, last four digits, 6500. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Welcome to the show. Area code 917, last four digits, 6500. You're on with Chris Jones. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Oh, my name is Sean Butler. Just calling in just to say, listen, hey, what's happening?
Hey,
welcome.
Thanks for calling, man.
Hello, Sean.
And building.
Hey, how you doing?
Another Norfolk State representer.
And as
I'm
you
sorry?
In the building.
My question's for Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones, how long have you been in this profession?
I'm sorry. Mr. Jones, start over. Yeah, we couldn't hear you. Go for it, sir.
Okay. I'm trying to think. I've been a tax accountant since 94. I've been an enrolled agent since 97. And so you know an enrolled agent means I'm certified and licensed in the eyes of the IRS as an expert in taxation. I'm in particular, I'm a tax accountant. So probably since 97, I've been a business manager since, you know, let's say 2008, 2009. I've been a financial consultant since 2001. So I've been doing this for a while. And just so everybody knows, that's the real Sean Butler on the line that's calling in. That's my partner. That's my ace in crime. That's my mortgage broker. He knows, and that's how it goes 360. Is any client that I have that needs a mortgage that's buying a house, I send them directly to Sean. Sean consults them on their credit. He tells them how to get a house. If he can't do the deal for me, he's going to send them to somebody else that we know. He's open. He's honest. That's how we do it. And that's one of the other things I want to point out. I'm a full-service shop. Clients come to me for everything. Most importantly, clients trust me. And that's a huge thing to have when you're dealing with somebody's finances. It's real intimate. You have to really make people comfortable to acquire that level of trust. You know, I'm a relationship counselor. I'm, you know, everything in terms of finances.
Mr. Jones, Mr. Chris Jones, let me ask you a question. Save James right here. I got a quick question for you.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm recently starting, a home-based business, and I know some financial connoisseurs in the game, also accountant-wise, and I'm trying to get an idea if it's better to pay taxes at the end of the year or should I pay it quarterly, because that's the advice I was given. I want to see how accurate the information is.
Okay. Based on the IRS rules, you probably have to pay taxes quarterly throughout the year. And let me give you a reason why. If everyone had the choice or the opportunity to pay the taxes throughout the year or at the end of the year, guess what everybody would pick? They would pick at the end of the year. Right. And what would happen is that no one would have money to pay taxes because everybody would spend it on rims and Christmas and taking a girl somewhere and da 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 da. So
everything
that's the problem. Right. So what happens when you're self-employed and you own a business is the IRS requires you to pay a certain amount throughout the year. If you don't, you'll get hit with what's called the underpayment of estimated tax penalty because you didn't pay enough taxes throughout the year. So what I recommend is that us accountants, we do calculations and figure out how much you actually need to pay in order to avoid that penalty. But at the end of the day, you need to pay in a minimum throughout the year just to make sure you're not getting hit with any penalties or interest for that matter.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we got literally 60 seconds left in the show. Hey, this is gone like quick, fast, in a hurry. And Mr. Jones, we're going to have you back, sir, for part two because this was a quick hour.
For sure.
That's fine. That's fine. Whenever you want me, whenever you need me, if you're fixing my schedule, I'm here. Let's do it.
We need you back real soon, so I'm going to let Chocolate schedule that, man, so you can come back. We appreciate your knowledge. We literally ran out of time, bro. Thanks for dropping the jewels.
I tell you what, in the last 30 seconds, I'm looking at my schedule right now. We could do it next week at 9 o'clock. Same bad time, same bad channel.
There we go.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, 9 o'clock next week. We'll be right back with Mr. Chris Jones. We're going to lose you on the internet if you're listening. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, good night. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been up close and personal with Mr. Chris Jones, celebrity accountant and business manager. Hey, the lines have been lit up. If you didn't get a chance to comment tonight, back next Monday, November 17th, the same time, 9 p.m. Hey, Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday, coming up. Hey, take us up out of here, folks. Hey, good night, everybody. Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Yes, it's Madam Boston. Whatever you do, do it well. Check y'all out on Wednesday. Peace.
Yeah. Yo, Mr. Jones, if you need a personal trainer, I'm your dude, so I'm about to move back to New York in a couple months, man, so I'm letting you know that right up front. And second of all, my anniversary is Wednesday with my old lady. Plug, celebrating 8
happy
years.
Happy anniversary, James.
I'm wedded to
happy anniversary, brother.
I appreciate that,
brother. Absolutely. And we that crew.
We ain't on a timer no more because we done cut off from the rest of the live stream.
I mean, but you're still talking to everybody else that's
still
on the line.
Oh,
you
live.
Have another one?
Folks are still live, brother. We're live. Go ahead, Chaka.
Yeah,
I know that, but I'm just saying, man. I ain't got nothing else to say. I'm just saying I may still try to call in on Wednesday to check and see what's up.
Toya, he's taking up your time, Toya.
Toya,
I don't have much faith in you, bless.
No, she's there.